السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of مركز صحابة, voice of أهل السنة والجماعة, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg on this beautiful Thursday morning, the 12th of December, 2024, corresponding with the 10th of Jumadul Akhirah, 1446. Alhamdulillah wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfa'u ahda alladhina hum mafatihur rahmati wa masabihul ghurar. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضل الأعمال أو العمل الصلاة لوقتها. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم العبادة 70 جزءا أفضلها طلب الحلال, أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته, أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Thursday morning. حضرت مفتي صاحب, may Allah Ta'ala bless you and afa with afiyat. Allah Ta'ala take great work of deen from you, and may the ummah benefit at large. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum maana Salim Kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakariya. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 10th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 40, Surah Mu'min, Surah Ghafir, verses 59 and 60. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, Inna sa'ata la'atiyatu la rayba fiha. Verily, the day of justice will come La'atiya, surely it will come. You see the word lam there, the letter lam is to bring about further emphasis. So surely it will occur and come. La rayba fiha, there's absolutely no doubt in it. O human being, O Muslim, O non-Muslim, O atheist, do you have any doubt that one day there will be death? So every person, Muslim, non-Muslim, atheist, accepts that death is inevitable. So how death is inevitable, so similarly the day of justice will also come. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala is Dayan, the most just, and Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala will then call each one of us individually. Wa kulluhum atihi yawm al-qiyamati farda. Almighty Allah knows everything, the past, present and future, and remember, his knowledge is all embracing, all encompassing, but he wants to give me and you a fair chance. We see in the beginning of Surah Fatiha, the opening chapter, Maliki Yawmiddin, he is the exclusive owner of the Day of Justice, and his title and attribute is Dayan. So that day will surely come. La rayba fiha, there's absolutely no doubt in it. How in the beginning of chapter 2, regarding the Quran Sharif, Almighty Allah states, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This book, yeah, there's absolutely no doubt in it. It's from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and people, governments, organizations can try to bring about additions, omissions, interpolations, they will always fail. Why? Chapter 15, verse number 9, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. This is a perfect example of why Almighty Allah Jalla Wala uses the plural pronoun, and we call it the royal pronoun, wherein he stamps his majesty, authority, sovereignty. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ. Verily, definitely, surely, we reveal the reminder, the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah, piecemeal gradually. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. And we will preserve it, protect it, no addition, no omission, no interpolation. Therefore, you have millions of people who are hafiz of the Quran. They have memorized the 6,236 verses of the Noble Quran, 114 chapters, 540 ruku and sections of the Quran. And you have thousands of people who are hafiz the hadith also, the teaching, preaching of the Master, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When that is a reality in which there is no iota of doubt in it, but what happens to human being? 8 billion plus people on this earth today. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. But the sad truth is, majority of the people will still not bring iman and faith and conviction. So 7 billion reject Islam, reject the message, reject the messenger, Allah forbid. 1 billion only embrace Islam. So we can see the plight of humanity today. They're so absorbed in their secularism, in their capitalism, in their democracy, in their Zionism, and every other ism besides Islam. And that is the path of astrayness and destruction. Almighty Allah is giving me and you as Muslims a very, very powerful weapon. And what is that? وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ. And your sustainer, nourisher, cherisher is commanding you, O Muslim. What is he commanding you? وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي. Your sustainer, nourisher, provider is commanding you, call me, beg of me, beseech me, petition me. أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. I will respond to you. 24/7. Who is there for us 24/7? The husband cannot be there 24/7 for the wife, nor the wife for the husband, nor the parents for the children, nor vice versa. But Allah Jalla Wala is there for us 24/7. And there are so many ahadith and sayings of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam regarding the virtues of dua. I'll just mention 2 or 3. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدعاء هو العبادة. دعاء itself, supplicating, begging and asking Almighty Allah, that itself is a great ibadah and an act of worship. الدعاء مخ العبادة. دعاء is the nucleus of the ibadah. All these ahadith in Mishkat Sharif, and you will find in Mustadrak Hakim, الدعاء سلاح المؤمن, and دعاء, supplication, is the weapon of the believer. You see the Israelis, Jutlas, Haramis, war criminals, and guilty of genocide, and guilty of ethnic cleansing and war crimes. So remember that the du'as are helping Hamas. They are fighting, but the du'as are also assisting and helping. So therefore, plus more than 14 months now already, and they are sending so many Jutlas straight to hell, and they're getting roasted, toasted in the hellfire, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, including many Americans, many British, many Indians, Hindus, and so forth. So we're very proud about that. Remember, you came and invaded our land for 70 years plus minus. You must remember that. And now you must remember you want to steal even more in Syria and so forth. So we're going to teach you a lesson. And Bibi is already being taught such a lesson in the courts. Humiliated, disgraced, and so forth. So go read the opposite side. Surah 25, Surah Furqan, the criterion. You know, husband, wife have an argument. Husband tells his wife, do my way or catch the highway. Almighty Allah is informing us, chapter 25, Surah Furqan, the criterion, verse 77, and that is where the first quarter of the 19th juz ends, you know, the first quarter of the 19th supara. Qul ma ya'ba'u bikum rabbi lawla du'a'ukum. Afarma dije ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, agar tumne du'a nahi ki to mujhe koi parwa nahi tumhara. Say you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if you, the ummah, don't make any dua and you don't beg and petition Almighty Allah, Allah is not bothered about you. Allah is not concerned about you. So when we beg Allah, then remember it's a win-win situation for ourselves. It will attract the mercy of Allah. We become the beloved of Almighty Allah. And if we think that we can lead a life of self reliance and self-sufficiency, and we no need for us to beg Allah like the secularists and the enemies of Islam and the Muslims, then this is the warning. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Your sustainer, nourisher. Chapter 40, verse 60. Easy reference. Call me, beg of me, أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, I'll respond for you. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. Verily, those people who are too proud and arrogant. Not begging Allah is a sign of arrogance. Therefore, the best way to make dua, sit in tashahud, like how we sit in the final sitting of salat and namaz and prayer. Raise our hands in line with our chest. We are a beggar and a pauper. Wallahu al-ghani wa antumul fuqara. Almighty Allah Jalla wala is totally self-sufficient. And you, human being, you are a pauper and you are a beggar. So beg Almighty Allah Jalla wala, even though we have millions, billions and trillions or zillions in the bank account, like MBS, the haram and others, still remember we are paupers and beggars. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي. And those people who are too proud and arrogant of worshipping me. Allah says, you're not making dua, you're not worshipping me. الدُّعَاء هُوَ الْعِبَادَةِ. الدُّعَاء هُوَ مُخُّ الْعِبَادَةِ. So dua is the nucleus and the essence of ibadah, as mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. So you don't want to make dua, you think you are self-sufficient. So يَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. Soon they will enter Jahannam and the hellfire. How will they enter? دَاخِرِينَ أَذِلَّا صَغِرِينَ. Disgraced and humiliated. And then forever and ever they'll be dispatched to Jahannam, just like Satan, Lucifer and Shaitan. His crime was very similar, what he said. Abba, he defied the command of Allah. Allah. Wastakbara, he displayed that arrogance. So the kuffar, the non-Muslims, the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, and those people who are thinking that they will get away with impunity in the year after, they reject the articles of faith. So for them is everlasting doom and gloom. So may Almighty Allah protect us when we go for Fajr Salat. After the Namaz and Salat, what do we read? Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Oh Almighty Allah, save us from the fire. 7 times we read it after Fajr, after Maghrib, Hadith in Abu Dawood. And then Almighty Allah grants us Jannat al-Firdaus bifadlihi wa rahmatihi wa judihi wa karamihi, out of His grace, mercy and benevolence. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 10th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1446. It is day number 433 of our news, views, of the genocide. And now we present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahu Akbar. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, O Muslim, O Muslimah. 3 jutlas dispatched straight to hell. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. There's no food in Gaza for the past 24 hours, and people are made to starve. That are the Zionists and the Jewish plot, and America is with them. America, Zionists, and the politicians and Israel are the biggest terrorists on earth. Therefore we say loudly, boldly, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Khalilur Rahman Haqqani, the minister of the Taliban government in Afghanistan, minister of refugees, was assassinated and killed yesterday in Kabul as he was coming out of his office. A very, very sad incident. I went yesterday to Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, our Honorable Ustad Sheikh. I told him about this and informed him. He didn't know about it. And he was very sad when I showed him the whole article, what really transpired and so forth. He said, "Ye to ummat ka nuksan." This is a great, great loss to the ummah internationally and globally. And America had a $30 million bounty on Hazrat Khalilur Rahman, Hazrat Mullah Khalilur Rahman Haqqani's head. So we say, America, go to hell. You can put bounties on this person, this person. Today, you and Israel are the most humiliated. You saw in the United Nations, 14 countries said there must be ceasefire. You were the only harami who vetoed it. That showed your true colors and who you are, and people have no confidence in you. So the World Cup is going to Saudi Arabia in 2034. MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, thinks that is his glory. Insha'Allah, I'm making dua every day. And if you go through Iman or Muslim, you will make dua every day. Allahumma ahlik al Saud kama ahlakta Ada wa Thamud. Allah, decimate and destroy this al Saud, the Saud family, and MBS and so forth, as you destroyed the Qawm Ad and Thamud. Inshallah, they will not live to see it. They spend billions and billions bribing people, FIFA, politicians and so forth. Where in the hell you saw in the history of FIFA there's no other country voting, and you understand, saying they want to host the World Cup except 2034. Saudi Arabia, no other candidates. When there were other candidates, they told them Australia was a candidate. They told them, don't waste your time. So it shows that how much bribery, corruption, and Saudi Arabia is a tinpot dictatorship, complete dictatorship. There's no human rights, there's no nothing. Therefore, the human rights organizations, many of them are objecting, and we also will say that they are right. What rights you got there? You got no rights. So you must remember that Bashar Assad, the harami, the kafir Shia, so all his secrets are coming out. How many dungeons, how many prisons? Saudi Arabia is very similar to that, if not worse. How many dungeons they have? Yesterday, one Pakistani sent me an article, and he said that they have 40,000 jails and prisons in various parts of the land. So remember, that is a disgrace. You must remember this, that they will be hosting this. This is all whitewashing, bribery, corruption. But you know the West, how corrupted they are. They hate the Arabs, they hate the Muslims, but they love their money. Al-fulus tatakallamu bikulli lughat. Money speaks all languages. So there were many dollars paid this way, that way, and so forth and so on. And that is how they bought the World Cup. Only a donkey or an idiot will think that they got the World Cup on merit and so forth and so on. This World Cup will become a source of humiliation and disgrace for them, even if they host it. I'm saying, inshallah, they won't be able to host it. In the next 10 years, so many things will happen, and inshallah, the Saudi regime will be thrown to the scripts of history, inshallah, just like Bashar Assad and his family and haramis. Listen to this here in the Haaretz newspaper. Every jutla, every jutli, every Muslim and person should read it. The Attorney General there in Israel is telling BB, I'm going to take my revenge. I'm not only going to see you in court there in Israel, I am going to see you in court, in the world court. So you see what a game changer that is. Did you ever think in your lifetime you will hear and see that he, that Bibi Netanyahu, the harami, will be charged to be a war criminal, and his Minister of Defense, Gallant, will be charged? So all that has happened. And you see now he's standing trial thrice a week. He has to appear in the court, and they're interrogating him, humiliated, disgraced, and secret messages are being sent to him while the court case is on. And remember, outside the jutlas are protesting, and they got big placards, BB Netanyahu, the war criminal, BB, the one who's preventing the hostage deal. We want the deal now, seal the deal. But this harami is the biggest obstacle. Inshallah, inshallah, he also will go to jail, and then Israel will fall apart. Zawalu Israel. Our leader of Hamas, we must be proud about them. They pulled off what no Muslim country, Arab country could do, and they sent thousands of Israelis straight to hell. We're very proud of them, and quote me anywhere in the world. So our founder, our leader of Hamas, 1987, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, said in 2027, Zawalu Israel. There'll be no more Israel in 2027. We don't say it's our belief. We say it's Ra'yu Sheikh. It is his opinion. Maybe it happens. Maybe it's before that. Maybe it's after that. Bill Clinton, the harami, woke up from his slumber. Yesterday's news article, he says that the mass media and the Western media were responsible for the defeat of his wife Hillary Clinton against Trump. They still can't believe it, that how Trump beat them. You must remember, hey, both of you haramis, Clinton, why don't you say that your wife lost because you were busy with Monica there in the White House? Why Hillary don't speak the truth? How many affairs she had, and what she did there, and she was the cause. What happened in Libya, and so forth and so on. They all rotten to the core. I told you, jutlas, whatever is in the Quran Sharif, whether you like, you don't like, is 100% the truth. Allah will punish you, jutlas and Jews, every time, everywhere, different places. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَيْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. So in Sydney, now in Australia, a car of the jutla, somebody burnt it, and then there was graffiti written, kill Israelis, kill them. So I can't blame them. I will never condemn them. What have you done in Gaza? What have you done in Syria? What have you done in Lebanon? The whole world has seen that. So if it is my brother, my sister, my son, my daughter, you killed and murdered, and I find jutla supporting you in different parts of the world, so I'll fix them up. That's 100%. You must remember that. So now Australia doesn't know what to do. The politicians are screaming anti-Semite because last week was there in Melbourne, now this week in Sydney, and it will increase, inshallah, in different parts of the world. Hafiz Asad, Bashar Asad's father, so they built a big mazar, they built a big mausoleum and a tomb for him. Our Mujahideen went and they burned the tomb to the ground. He is dispatched to hell, Hafiz Asad, the Pakka Alawi Kafir Shia, and now they burnt his grave and they burnt the tomb. Well done. You must burn all of them, take all his statues and all his bust and whatever you, and bust it. That is what Islam teaches us as well. Bashar Assad's security personnel to be dissolved. That is what he announced. Who announced? Jolani. Jolani changes his name now, and now he no more goes as Jolani. He goes, not Abdul Qadir Jilani, Jolani. So he goes as Jolani, now he goes as Shira or Shara. So now that's his new name and so forth. The Houthis versus America in the Red Sea. Who's winning? The Houthis are winning. America is losing. Britain is losing. India is losing. Israel is losing. Well done to the Houthis. They belong to Yemen. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for people of Yemen. Three duas, all mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Allahumma barik lana fi Yemenina. Ya Allah, Jalla wala, give barakah to the people and blessings to the people of Yemen. Al-Imanu Yamaniyun. The people of Yemen have true Iman, majority of them it means. And Al-Hikmatu Yamaniya, and wisdom will be found there. Houthis are Shias. Remember, we don't say they're Muslim, but they're doing very good. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُؤَيِّدُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِالرَّجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ. Verily, Allah sometimes uses the non-Muslims to have this deen and religion of Islam. Many people killed in Nigeria. The Western media says the jihadists, the Islamists, you see, the whole aim is to paint Islam and Muslims as terrorists, whilst they are the biggest terrorists. What is America doing for the past 70 years? What is Israel doing? Remember, from 48, 47, 46, 48, right till now, you must remember, if it's not terrorism and so forth, state terrorism at its core, we can see it very clearly. United Nations Secretary General Guterres, whatever his name, he says now at least there is a glimmer of hope in Syria, and we hope and pray. You know, he's forever praying because he can't do anything else. So he says they hope and pray that sanity will prevail there and peace will prevail there and so forth. FBI director, he resigns. So what is his name? Mr. Wei. So Mr. Wei has to make way, because Trump said, when I come to power, I'm going to fire you, oh Mr. Wei. But Trump appointed him in 2017 when he was in power, and now he knew that he's going to be sacked and fired by Trump, so he said, let me resign. So Wei is making way for the new guy to come in. Listen to that story, all you Shias and sympathizers of Shias and who believe in Shiaism. Khomeini, Shias a pakka kafir. So one of the henchmen of Bashar Assad, his name Talal Dakak, is to take the Sunnis, is to murder them, rape their women, and then after that take their bodies and throw it to his lions. They have lions, they have big their own animal farms and what have you. Take our bodies of our brothers, sisters, and give it to his lions, and then feed them and laugh. Well, yesterday he was executed in public by the Muslims and Mujahideen. That is what you must do, my brothers brothers and sisters in Syria, everyone who raped you, everyone who murdered your colleague, your brother, your sister. Show our mujahideen and garner enough evidence, and then they must hang them, execute them. And that is how you will bring about peace, security there. Make 100, 200 of this kuffar Shia samples and examples, and that will be enough, inshallah, to know that you mean business. So Turkey says that Israel is threatening peace in Syria. So and Saudi Arabia said they are the ones causing instability. So some Muslim countries are now speaking a little bit, but they can't do anything much. They all fear America, and all of them fear, remember, the Israelis. BB second day in court, so that is how he's getting humiliated. They're grilling him, and he doesn't know what to say, so he gives long speeches and responses and so forth, but they know all his tactics, they know his history. He's a serial liar and so forth. Okay, let's come to Southern Africa now, and there's some interesting stories. Our neighbor Zimbabwe, there isn't food, enough food, you know that. You know their currency is not worth the paper on which it's written. But now they said and released a statement that we want to have a space day in space. We want to send astronauts. Can you believe when the Russians send people to the moon, they call them cosmonauts. When the Americans send people to the moon, then they call them astronauts. When the Indians send people to the moon, they call them Moon's army. South Africa sent to the moon, so they call him Lo Moon too. So you must understand. So what you going to call in Zimbabwe? So wasting your time, you want to build, go send astronauts, spend millions and billions of dollars while your people are starving there, while your people and animals are dying there. Hopeless, useless you characters, you must remember that. So a lot of you people have come to South Africa. That is why you are here. You know the real reason. Tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 4 days. So remember, no water in Gauteng. It's not only Lanesia. They say in the whole province, entire province here, courtesy of the ANC. ANC, their members, they're going to have the, you know, conference, the elective conference, where they are going to choose their future leaders. The elective conference is only taking place in 2027, but the jockeying for position has already started. I want to be president, I want to be deputy, because Cyril is out. This is his last term, remember that. But the jockeying for position has started already. G20 is hosted by South Africa. South Africa has the president for this year, the ending of 2024-2025, and he's here, the United Nations Secretary General Guterres is speaking from here, sent in Johannesburg, and or wherever he is, but they are in South Africa. The G20 politicians, ministers are here. Big talk, remember that Africa, the continent, their debts are over $500 billion. How the hell they going to pay that? So that is how the white man fools them always. So our programs for today, you must remember, 8:30 to 9 will be Mu'tahir Amot with Maulana Khalid Yaqub, inshallah. 11 to 12 today we discuss Al-Masuniya, Freemasonry. What is Freemasonry? And so forth and so on. 1 to 2 will be the Tafsir of the Noble Quran. You did today Waqas chapter 40 verse 60. Waqala Rabbukum ud'uni astajib lakum. So tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, Surah Kahf, Durud Sharif, Salawat, and more dua, and more dua for our mujahideen in Syria, in Libya, in Sudan, in Kashmir, in Burma, and Palestine, and all parts of the world. Inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq.